Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
While we are still standing tonight, the first session was a wonderful exposition. And this second session is going to be a wonderful one again. As we welcome God's servant, Pastor Godswill Oyo. Put your hands together, celebrate. Celebrate him.
Hallelujah. Come on, give God a big hand, wherever you are. And please celebrate the leadership of this great house. Hallelujah. I envy you. Such a profound shepherd, profound heart. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are very safe. Hallelujah. Well, please have your seat so that we can write very quickly. Thank you so much, God servant. Mama, thank you so much for all that you do. When you come, we will fly. Sweet lover, come. Carry us wrong, carry us fly, carry us wrong. Be me sorry, be me fo, be me sorry. Carry us wrong, carry us fly, be me fo, be me sorry. Be me fo. Give me sorry, carry us run, carry us fly, fly. Wow, 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 wow. God no be me dead, ever said to Dalila. Hallelujah. Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. Please put that scripture on the board. Of the coming of the storm. Jesus in the boat. Is he in your boat? Media, very quickly, time is of essence. Something struck me in that text.
Tetewa. Tetewa. Tetewa.
Let's read together. One, two, go.
Awen.
From 23. Together. One, two, go. Now hold on. Know it now, all the days of your life, that because Jesus is in your boat, and by that I mean he has taken up residence in your life, your arch enemy, the devil, if he was not on your matter before, by reason of your decision, are you hearing me? Now you have somebody working overtime to try to turn a beautiful song into a sad tune. Are you following? Many times people ask, what have I done to the devil that he's stressing me? I asked that question. I remember in October, November of 2024. 2023 rather. I had just come out of a very dark season. And I was in a random restaurant in Ikoyi. And a white lady who I've never met before, the husband was holding me, weeping, crying. She was standing. If you're holding your phones, drop your phones. We don't need phones. We have camera here already. Thank you very much. It's still on volume. And while she was prophesying, talking about the dark season, and saying, you were saying, why me, why me, why me? The next thing she said was that the enemy hates what's on your life. He hates it. She started crying. He hates it, hates. I almost went to interrupt and I said, if he hates them, why he come? Why he not leave me when I was in confusion? Are you following what I'm saying? Because now that you have stressed me, now I will stress you. Are you understanding me? But I came to realize that he helplessly cannot watch. Once light is switched on in any life, he begins to mount pressure. Whether or not you are aware. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Some of you don't know that the hand of God is specially on your life. And the issues around you is not enough prophecy or indicator to you that something, there's treasure there. And that's why he's trying to stay up. But this is the disposition that we must always have. How does that line end? He said, but what? Read it again. But what? This is not a sleep of laziness. This is the sleep of rest. Call it divine rest if you will. Because it's the divine one that was resting. Showing us a template. Let me ask you a question. Is it possible for Jesus to have sunk that day? Honestly. Remember Peter ran down to come and wake him up. Do you remember? And what was his words? Echo it. Carest thou not? And it's an interesting question because by you are implying, are you not concerned that you are dying? That's the meaning of, because but I'm asking you again, in all the multi verses, let's assume that they are multi, is there a possibility that the God of creation could have drowned in that episode? Yes or no? Are you following? So from that rest mode, he comes up and rebukes. That tells you that any storm that has in a way, however it happened, found its way into your soul. However you did not guard your heart, that the thing seeped in and has disturbed your equilibrium, it begins to tamper with your authority over it. Are you following what I'm saying? The man that will exercise real authority over storms is a man that is in constant rest mode. Fight the good fight of faith to keep your soul in perfect peace. David understood it. They've kidnapped his wife and children and that of his mighty men. His boys that he raised out of obscurity, they are now discussing how to stone him. Two things have happened: physical loss and now disloyalty. And that's always even a more treacherous. It can weigh down on your soul. When the men that should be gingering you and saying, Odogu, 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 they're the ones saying, maybe you're off in light. Let's switch him off. But what did he respond with? Who remembers? Bible says he encouraged himself what? How do you encourage yourself? Eh? You play music. It's with words. The words of what? Testimony. The testimony of Jesus is spirit of prophecy. Every single time you remember, and you call it to remembrance, it's not just memory. That thing, there's healing in the stories. There's encouragement, there's joy in the stories. Call back when Goliath fell. Dramatize it. Tell the story to the pain, to the new issue. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You will sit that problem down and say, story, story.
Once upon a time, there was a man.
Then you begin to tell the story. Graphically, you see the pressure evaporate. Especially if you can enter into that place. Once you get there, authority is back. Not like he left, though. I'm saying that if the enemy can find a way to disturb and disrupt that equilibrium, that internal, there will be doubts. And the man who doubts cannot maximize his linkage. Are you following what I'm saying?
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
But we also learned there in that text, rebuke. Oh. If they can harass Jesus, men and brethren, Satan is a rebellious spirit. He will always try to come and check whether you know what you say you know. Are you following what I'm saying? If you can test Jesus in the wilderness, men and brethren, try to remember. We can carefully say he's the Lord of glory so he can't drown. But men and brethren, that's how many men of God have drowned, though. Are you aware? With oil on their head, their vehicles experienced katakata. Some of them lost limbs. Some of them had experiences that has altered from the core. They've put policies on their travel. They don't travel. But I guess what I'm saying? Because of one experience. So, learn to. And as we're sharing it, thank you for this text. As we're sharing it, I remembered on campus, I think it was 300 level. I had a health crisis. And from like 12 midnight, or let's say 10 p.m., till like 5 a.m., I was battling with that thing. And I remember an ambulance had to pick me up and rush me to the university teaching hospital. I remember that the nurses called my father and he came to the hospital. I remember the words from my mouth as he was trying to say, how are you feeling? How are you doing? They've tried all forms of gadgets, all forms of masks, you know. I remember the words saying, Daddy, leave me, let me go. You know the meaning of that? You know the meaning of that? The moment I said those words, as he shared the story, I remembered his reaction. He said, I will not cast my yoke. You saw the way he reacted now. Men and brethren, believe you me, that second, everything that was crisis in my body left. That's when I knew that it was a demon that was... You are using tablets to resolve what? You are not understanding what I'm saying. As his hand was still on my head, I was the one who said, remove your hand, remove your hand.
I said, Daddy, I'm fine. I can't forget this experience. As you said it, it blessed me. As you were sharing this, that rebuking. He said, my God. He could have listened to my words and believed the lie. My words are as a result of pressure of 7 hours of fighting to breathe. It's understandable when someone has gone through. But why are you in that room? And you are descending to the same wavelength. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Your response is to rebuke.
You don't blame Peter. He has been packing water for about 2 hours. When you pack water enough, the only thing you are thinking about now is, okay, wake up.
Won't make I die. I have family at home. Hallelujah. Let's run back to our text so that we can just round off. How many of us were in the session, the first session? Beautiful. So we can write. Please help us. Where did we stop? Alright. All the way to, I think we're on verse 1 now of chapter 7. Alright. So you don't understand what this means. When a prophet is prophesying and telling you that by tomorrow you will have flour to bake bread, the implication is that you are going to skip planting season. Because people that have flour, they must plant, yes or no? When you plant, is it the day you plant you see your... Then you will not harvest. When you harvest, you must take it to the mill, yes or no? When you have finished sorting out, you will now grind. You will now arrive at flour. How can somebody tell you that in 24 hours, you will collapse time and arrive at finished product? Now only men of God, they talk that kind. And are you a man of God or not? A king and a priest.
Anyhow, the enemy wants to collect, he go collect.
So God's servant said, by tomorrow. And he left it. He didn't leave any strategy for anybody.
He just talked in own.
And left the matter.
Let's see what happens in the next verse.
Okay, so this is what will always happen anytime you are surrounded by the wrong people.
There will be folks who will hear prophecy, hear you giving your own righteous confession, and they have opinion. Some of them, their opinion is so stupid. How can someone say that even if God opens the windows of heaven, sir, windows of heaven, can you not resolve our problem? But when you want to crack joke, that's how extreme some go. To rubbish. Are you following what I'm saying? Next verse.
And this is where the story starts. Four leprous men. You know what leprosy is? It's not a good place to be. Because leprous men, they are not permitted into the city.
It's one thing to be in the city and experience famine. It's another thing not to even have access to the city. That is, your family members have excommunicated you. For whatever your infirmity or issue is, you have become a write-off. You don't understand what I'm saying? People are boiling their sons. They didn't boil the leprous men. They are not even fit to be boiled. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's not a nice place. So let's read about them. What happens? One, two, go.
Echo this last line again. One, two, go. For the last time, on the top of your voice. That's the question that everyone in this room must start mounting pressure and asking themselves. Why am I choosing to sit here and sit quiet until I am fully overtaken? That's why I credit Peter for going down to go and stir up conversation. At the very least, even if we will not drown, are you not tired of the fruitless? They've emptied the boat already of all precious things. That's always the rule. When there's storm, you lighten up. Are you following what I'm saying? You've already experienced losses. Before we start discussing whether we throw James or throw, let us quickly arrest. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Why are we sitting here until we die? Next line. If we say we should enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. If we sit here still, we will die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. And if they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. It's only death, that's all. What were they saying? If you enter into the city, you see your family members, right? And greet your children. They remember that, that is even still alive. You meet sympathy, yes or no? There's a lot of sympathy in the city. But is sympathy you are looking for? I'm asking, is sympathy really going to change the game for you? These guys, for the first time, have highlighted and shown us that comfort zone is also a death zone. That's why I'm impressed that the apostle in Hebrews chapter 4 highlights to us that there remains a labor that we must labor, that we will enter into rest. Rest does not come cheap. Are you following? There's labor to labor, but our labor is spirit-led labor. Are you following what I'm saying? There's yoke that you will carry, you must bear. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is what? Ecclesiastes tells us that it's good for a man to do what? To do what? To bear his yoke, his burden, in his youth. There will be no big deal to those burdens except that maybe you didn't carry it at the right time. So now you're in your 70s, trying to do what you should have done in your 20s. Trying to spark. And then copy those teenagers that are bending and then you get back home and your wife is having to press your back. There was time when you could have done it. It just taught you about groaning in the spirit and you felt, we have to practice this thing. Unfortunately for you. This text tells us that comfort zone, your comfort zone, that place you are familiar with, is a death zone. The challenge is that you are not dying immediately, so you don't realize that it's death zone. It's a slow death. And the enemy has mastered this one, structuring you in a comfort zone. As long as you are not growing, you are actually... So they tell us that the only option any man that is really serious about life has is to face the enemy. Two things can happen. You will be victorious or you die. Whichever one, that's the best way to go. When David had an enemy called Goliath, do you remember what turned out to happen? Everybody was silent. Goliath had roared for 40 days, harassed the armies of God. When he showed up, he said, this is opportunity. Why is nobody seeing this as what it is? This is opportunity. The next thing he asked as a wise man, what will be done? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Everybody was seeing a challenge. This guy was saying, for the first time, I'm not killing lion that can only convert to pepper soup. For the first time, now I'm seeing quality enemy. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
His brothers are angry. Why are you talking like a fool? You're asking what can be done. Is it not to first kill it before you? He said, Oga, no be you at the follow talk. That's how to respond when somebody that is bringing familiarity your way. Find the person that can give you answers. What will be done? Saul heard that somebody was asking that type of question. He said, there's something in that man. Anything that can make you to ask such a question. And it means that the storm has not entered. Yeah, it has not entered. However, you saw him and you can see talk. You are the one that likely has the answer. And we know how the story ended. Hallelujah. I celebrate that man of God, King David. Hallelujah. These stories are written for us as an example. Not just to tell our stories, but to glean and to get wisdom from it. Everyone has a type of Goliath that they are currently facing. You are going to have the word of God on your lips. I told you that story. That scripture, I will not cast my young. But that's not the time to start opening Bible. Are you following what I'm saying? In fact, if you have not hid the word of God in your heart, it's already late by then. That's what makes people start calling and trying to find the phone number of one pastor. I know, who is it? In my circle now, who is it that can change the game? Then you start calling. It was 6 a.m. Most of the pastors will still be asleep. Yes or no? Maybe they did VG or what have you. And your boy is there. Demon is pressing. Pressure. And you cannot mount pressure. One statement. You know what's interesting? Everything was going on until he got angry. Same statured man of God cast out demons in their tens of thousands. Madmen healed. The problem was subsisting until he got angry. What made him angry? You understand what I'm saying? But some of you have had some of those windows where something that should have provoked you was said, but somehow you let it slide. Isaac gave Esau a key. He said, I've made Jacob your Lord. I want to bless you, but even as I'm talking now, the words I'm using, I swear for you. But after all the words, he now said, but when you grow restless, everything I have just said, you will throw it off your neck. Almost like saying restlessness is the key to negate everything I have just... Jacob will still be great though. I'm saying his dominion will not reach over. He gave him that window. The man left his presence saying, no, Allah. Many years down the line, do you remember? Jacob is trying to bribe his brother with gifts. When they finally meet, they wept, hugged each other. Do you remember that? All of Jacob's family, they are saying to Esau, your servant Jacob is coming. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Is that what his father prophesied? Somebody say restlessness. You know, the word of God is a double-edged sword. Restlessness is not the opposite of rest. Are you following what I'm saying? So when you're hearing me, we're not negating the rest conversation. God's word is sharp, quick, sharper than every two-edged sword. So it will comfort and it will bring judgment. Are you following? It can bless, it will reprove. There are no antagonizing each other when God's word is doing both. God's word is balance. Are you following what I'm saying? So I'm saying that Esau entered into a level of rest. What brought the rest? Come on, echo this thing now. Huh? Was it not a rest? When person bring, go and check the scripture. If you do the valuation, it's not less than 2 billion. Five. You get what I'm saying? In today's balance. Someone brought a check of 1 billion and said, God's servant, my Oga, Ogami. And you laugh. Leave this thing. Your family needs it more than. Is that not how chairman talk? And at the time we are talking, he has 400 mighty men like his grandpa. What does that tell you? That's why I don't blame Jacob. When he got that angel, there are things you see, and if you were not restless before, do you remember? When someone serves his master for 20 years and they're reducing your salary 10 times, there's something wrong with you. Something is very wrong with you. I don't think any Nigerian can endure.
Yeah, well, we've endured many things over the last 15 years.
But if salary is going, but we see riots, yes or no? We see every day, I'm hearing that the strike, right? The strike, is it because of ice cream? They're sharing ice cream. Dissatisfaction, that's what I expect. That restlessness is to ensure that you enter into echo this thing. I say rest does not come cheap. This victory that we celebrate, you are aware that it was paid by blood? Very costly. It's not cheap. And so even appropriating it and enforcing it, it's not cheap. You don't lie on your hands and say, God will do what he will do. That's an affliction already speaking.
Hallelujah.
So God's word, please give us that text.
Next line. So and they rose. One, two, go. Next verse. In the twilight, same time that the lepers began to move. Can you see that? Let's finish it. And left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life.
Guys, fear angels. Oh. Your angels, they can do a lot too.
I remember 90-day session, one of the ladies was telling me, P, my boss, he has not sent me money in a while. I don't like messaging him. I said, what do you want? He said, you should just credit my account. I said, okay, in 24 hours, done.
Say amen.
So the next day, I did not ask for feedback because me, I talk 24 hours. 24 hours don't reach already. If there's feedback, I expect it to tell me. Are you following what I'm saying? But so that I will not suffer heartbreak. That my I just finished my. As I was about to round off, she raised her hand. Normally you get feedback. I say, what happened? I thought she wanted to say, it has not happened again. So I can say, lift up your hand again. In the name of Jesus.
Only for her to say, P. I've gotten a lot. So I got excited. My eyes expanded. I said, talk to me.
But what she said really touched me. So my boss woke up with my name on his lips and sent me something almost half a million. But sent it twice. So she was confused. So she had to call. And she reached out. He said,
Where did you take my name to? And I woke up at 4 with your name on my lips, but I shrugged it off. That was. I woke up at 5 again. I said, I was saying like that as I woke up this time around, it was clear for delaying, send it twice. And she was sharing this house looking. I said, feedback is important though. It bless your man of God though. That's how I know that in 24 hours from now.
In 24 hours. Every hanging blessing. Every delay. That has harassed you. And delayed your timelines. Anything that was promised that has not yet arrived, such as I have and such as is available in the economy of grace, in 24 hours, take delivery now. We mount pressure. And I say again, in 24 hours, all hanging blessings enter into you now. Hallelujah. Please have your seat. Congratulations. Down, 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 down. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Just clap your hands. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Me for give me sorry, sorry, give me for give me sorry, sorry, give me for give me sorry, sorry. Wow, 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 wow. Be me fofo, be me sorry, sorry. Be me fofo, be me sorry, sorry. Be me fofo, be me sorry, sorry. Wow, wow. Hallelujah. Come. God's power is very strong. Oh. Wow, 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 wow. Tete, wow, tete, wow, wow. You don't baby, I did lari, as I did, don't do the OS, make it a rodana, as I do, it is a dan. The matter is hot, the matter is serious now. Hallelujah. I may be a late comer, but I can't catch up. I may be a late comer, but I will catch up. We may be late comers, but we can catch up. Wow. We may fo. Hello, de geneda. I say, dandana no be. Elila lo do de jalilana. Agaga san agame. Elilulu egeno de ruda. Hallelujah. Thank you for making my job very easy. Hallelujah. The hunger in the room is so palpable. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yekede don kavive siridana jo. Hello, ekeme keme de risana. You may have lost time. You may have lost time. You may have lost time. But now the wind is in your favor. I say it again, oh, you may have lost time, grounds, relationships, money, privileges, but now the wind is in your favor. You may have lost time. You may have been cheated of time. Your economy might have been stressed. There might have been a siege that has lasted 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. But from now, the wind is in your favor. And as you walk out of this room, a Kairos is triggered for your favor. Itiwa Emimimo Yemekendo Debewa O Iloa Sabanaba Kadana Be Medeno. Carry me run, carry me fly, carry me run, no time to wait. Carry me run, 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 carry me fly, fly, fly. Be me fo, be me sorry. Carry me run, carry me fly. Be me fo, be me sorry. I want to catch up. I want to catch up. Be me fo, be me sorry. Wow. Tete wow. Hallelujah. Let's round off. Please have your seat. Hallelujah. so sorry.
Let's have that text.
When the word of the Lord goes forth from the mouth of your man of God, know this now, that angels are dispatched. Are you following? This is not human worship. Scripture tells us that he places the solitary in families. So what God wants to do in every generation, he will call a man. And then he will have a chariot. And then he can command certain men, join the chariot. What he releases to one, and what he says to one, he says to all. Are you following me? You will speak too. Are you following? You will address issues. But know that there are certain men that you must discern. Some of them have your words in their mouth. We are online, so there are many things I cannot share. But I tell you the truth, men, they are in sizes. That's all I will say to you. And God's servant over your life, he is supposed to account to God, give account to God for your souls. Yes or no? That means that there's special investment and backing to make sure he can do that accounting well. Yes or no? Discern that man over you accurately. Honor as you should. Don't do like that foolish king. What can happen yesterday does not need to happen in December. It's the same man of God. Those words were spoken, and in the twilight, these leprous men thought they were just having conversation. No. Words have journeyed and have started orchestrating conversations. Those words sponsored the tearing of a veil on their consciousness. Now made them start asking questions they could have asked in January that they are just asking on the 11th of August. Why sit we here until we die? Don't play with words. Don't just write it in your diary. When those words come, turn them into a confession. I have one Bluetooth speaker I came with in the vehicle. Very big. I record every word and I turn it to audio that will be playing on repeat. Even when I'm sleeping, my prophetic atmosphere must be fully registered that this is exactly what I want for this season. My own voice print. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You will turn it to your own voice print. That's why we have technology. There are times when you'll be sleeping. But if you want to get maximum results, convert those things to something that can... Do you understand what I'm saying? If you have ears, I hope you have heard. Maybe everything person go talk with full mouth. Call it cheat code, call it whatever. I've seen it dramatically play out. Those guys began to hear whispers that the king of Israel has collaborated with Hittites and Egyptians. Men and brethren, who sent those arrows of whispers? Satan or angels? Does that mean that angels have capacity to deceive? Should we use the word deceive or manipulate?
So you see that in God, the thing that was done is not the issue, it is who did it. So you know that if they give you double promotion and they had to displace somebody, you will share testimony, yes or no? That person is crying at his office. But you call it righteousness, yes or no? So you see that Satan is learning work. How do people sit down, a whole army? They left the horses that are supposed to help you run fast. Like, where are you running to? Climb the horse. Run. Whatever manipulation happened, a senior brother to an entire army, none could say, wait now. Let me go and check. Nobody wanted to go on. Ah,
let's clap for Jesus.
I know what it means for your image to appear in the dreams and visions of people, orchestrating favorable experiences. I know it's an angelic activity. You understand what I'm saying? Some of you have seen God's servants in your vision and dreams before. Look at that. See hands. He was sleeping when you were seeing. Have you been a God's servant? You were sleeping. You're with your wife having a good time. They are still seeing. That's what angels. For some of you, it was encounters, impartations. Yes or no? One of my daughters was sharing. She was vomiting. Came out of the vision. Something used to happen to her. Anytime she thinks about being in a relationship, she will descend into a dark level of irritation. I said, why? She said, I don't know. But that after that vision, I tried to practice it again. I thought about myself in a beautiful marriage. And I could not find. I said, nah, demon. It was demon that was doing that to you. But it's interesting that it was happening in dream. She did not come for the deliverance program. She just, the angel of the ordination. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Like I said, feedback is important. I know how that thing blessed me. Because now, I now understood that I don't even have to. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Every single feedback is doing something to your consciousness and permitting you to believe God for greater bandwidth of power expressions. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But something interests me about. Let's keep reading. Let's skip down. Next verse. Next verse. Can you see what happened there? Let's go back. Can we see what happened there? And when the lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp and they were in one tent, they ate, they drank, carried silver, gold, raiment, they hid it, came again, entered, carried. They think they bust brain. They forgot the eating in the last tent. Came back again. Next verse. Then they said to one another, please shout this one very well. Say that thing again. Say it again. Even lepers, they have common sense. That this thing we are doing could make sense. What's the next line? Read that thing again. Read that thing again.
Read that thing again.
Guys, they were not giving it for probability. They said it will come. That is the law of the man that wastes windows of opportunity. I'm telling you, every single time a window opened up and you just put one leg, it's like that king that ran
to come and meet God's servant when he heard that God's servant was having a sickness to the point of death. Please find that text for me. And he said, please tell me what will happen to me when you depart. That is, wrong package for me. Because anything God's servant says, are you following? It will play out. Please find it for me. That's an interesting text to corroborate what we're doing here. And then God's servant said, oh yeah, carry your bow. Who remembers the story? Strike the floor. Mendel. I remember meeting my father in the Lord, Pastor Dr. Paul Edenchi. Explained all my issue. Talked about all the challenges. I said, I don't want to do life naked. I want to catch up. I've perambulated. Now I finally agreed. We go do this. I think I've shared my story here before. I'm feeling like I'm. And I can't forget the words. It's a new down. Mantles, council, battles. And so in 24 hours, that's where I picked 24 hours from. From that one, I said, Naona 24. As he talk out, 1 a.m., bang, bang, 10 a.m., bang, bang. I will say one another, 4 p.m. I look my life. What has not happened from January till... Let me. What has not happened from January to that time times three? I say, may we not do life like this. So, I don't they do worship consecration. I they do scripture call servants. May we not do life like this. So, let's discern the men that can simplify your warfare. You will still be doing that your consecration. No, are you following what I'm saying? But you'll be noticing it's by the wind. It's not a call to laziness. But discern your man of God. Honor him as your man of God. Let every word be law. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The owner of prophetic word is the one that will rejoice as the words come. That's what Jesus said when he was telling the parable of the sower. The one that fell on rocky soil. What did he say about them? He said they rejoiced as the word came. That's what made the word to germinate. The only challenge is that it was rocky. But the law of germination, of conceiving, are you understanding what I'm saying? That law is the law of joy. As God's servant is prophesying, rejoice like it is done, because it's done. The miracle didn't happen when they started hearing. The miracle happened the moment the words left his mouth. Whether it took 7 days is not the conversation. It is settled. That's the posture to have so that you maximize every word. Who has found it for me? Did you find that text for me? No. The text were beautiful. Let's read together. I want to go. Take the arrows, and he took them, and he said unto the kingdom, smite the ground, and he smote thrice, and stayed. God's servant vexed. What's the next line? And the man of God was angry with him, and he said, why did you strike 5 or 6 times? Is your hand paining you? You came from your palace as if it is urgent. As if you rightly discern me. And yes, you rightly discern me. But now a window, I've opened a window. Do you think if he came to strike the next day, it will have the same effect? Answer me. He will tell himself that God's servant said I should strike. So let me quickly rest, study what striking means, confer with my wife, come back tomorrow. He can even swear for him and tell him that. I'm saying words, these words, we war with it. We do business with it. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Take up God's word
from scriptures.
Everyone that the Holy Ghost highlights to you as you are studying, don't read it as just logos. See it as present day instruction and prophecy to you. Are you following what I'm saying? Enter into it. Find your context within scripture. Every one of us have our definitions and our emphasis. Mountains of influence are called to exert influence, you know, to extend God's kingdom and dominion. Find it. Hallelujah. Can we be upstanding?
Wow.
How many of us have, you know, you have wasted time? It's always not everybody. Yeah? I was asking God someone today that how long? As he said, 10 years. Now in August. I did look my life. Now last year, we press play. How many of you understand what it means to have wasted time? So you understand why you need to fly and run. Because I want to issue something now. Are you understanding me? Say after me, I receive mercy. For all misplaced priorities. I receive mercy. For all wastages of time.
I receive mercy
for all disobediences, willful and unconscious. I receive mercy for all disobediences that is now impacting negatively on my season.
On my timeline.
And right now.
Oh, righteous God.
Redeemer of time.
Redeemer of
lost years.
Jesus. Have mercy on me.
Lord Jesus, I'm praying for you now. You did this one for me. And so I can say, such as I have, let a Kairos be triggered for you now! And from now henceforth, everything you do, we count like 1,000%.
Say after me, I exempt myself. I exempt myself from every warfare plaguing my bloodline. My natural lines.
I exempt myself.
And from now on,
I enforce my heritage
in Jesus Christ.
Satan,
pack your load.
Hold on.
I like this, your aggression. I will give you one more chance. It doesn't take an eternity for eternal things to be done.
Silence, please. This is not tongues matter. You speak in your understanding. We are addressing. Shut your eyes. Look at the family. If you will, imagine that rod in your hand. That scepter of dominion. If you can see it, say, I'm ready. Now say, in 24 hours. Every storm, every crisis, every noise that has harassed my family, I say no more. Satan, park your Lord.
Hallelujah. The matter is settled. It's settled. Hallelujah. Before I make final declarations, you want to give your life to Christ, run out at the count of three. One. Very quickly, clap for them, celebrate them. One, very quickly, two, very quickly, run out, very quickly. We are waiting for you. Run out quickly, quickly, quickly. But keep celebrating them. Run out quickly, 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 quickly. 2.5.
Wow,
wow. Hallelujah. If you are coming, please come quickly. Come, 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 come. Da 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 da.
Close your eyes everywhere. Those of us in front, can you just stretch forth your hands? This decision that you are making today is a lifetime decision. Now, sometimes the devil will tell you, I thought you made that decision before. You tell him, this is the last one that will lead me into glory. I want you to say these words after me. Lord Jesus, today I come to you the way I am. Have mercy on me, Jesus. I receive forgiveness of sin by your blood. I declare today that I'm not going back. I will serve Jesus all the days of my life. Eternal life belongs to me, and I receive it into my spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.